I'd like to welcome you to our first recording with Omnik Onik and Anja Schaffer. Our website is helloearth.com. I'm sorry, our website is hello-earth.com. And the website is called the Venus-Tesla Connection. And today is the 12th of September, 2013. And this recording will be posted in the section called Podcast Recordings and also in the Nikola Tesla section. And you can go to Nikola Tesla section and you'll see a section say, The Man from Venus. And in that section is this section called The Woman from Venus. Hello, Omnik Onik.
Hi.
Hi, and Anja, wow.
Hi.
Hi, they are in Germany and I'm on the West Coast, I'm the East Coast of the United States, and I was telling them how excited I am to do this recording and how it just blows me away to be able to sit here and talk with you. But Omnik, whether people know this or not, I've read her book. It's her book called, it's a new book called The Venusian Trilogy. And it is three books combined. Her first book was written in the 60s, called From Venus I Came, and then Angels Don't Cry is about her entire life. Well, let me just say that From Venus I Came, it ended with her coming to this planet. And then the third book is her message. So let me have Omnik. Oh, Omnik had a stroke, I believe, in 2009.
Exactly. I was in Germany.
Oh, you were in Germany, and I'm sorry that happened. I wish you were breathing more oxygen. And so Omnik is a little damaged, but she's still okay.
Exactly. I was totally paralyzed on the left side.
I see.
And I was in the hospital for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow. And
it's a special hospital for neurological problems.
I see.
Here in Germany. And they gave me special therapy day by day. And eventually I was walking and I had speech therapy. And I learned to operate again. And then I went back to the States. And since then, I can't get the government in America to pay for therapy.
Oh.
So I haven't had any therapy for the last 3 years.
I see. And where are you living in the United States now?
In Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
Yeah. Mark Twain came from.
Oh, well, he was a friend of Tesla's.
Yeah, I like him. He was one of my favorite authors.
Yeah.
His humor was really outstanding.
Yes, he had great spirit, and people loved him, and they still do because of the writings go on.
Exactly. They're very humorous.
Very humorous. Yes, they are. Well, this is now, her book, From Venus I Came, I first heard about this decades ago, I guess I'll say 15 years ago, when Lieutenant Colonel retired Wendell Stevens was at Pat Blackwell's house in Trenton, New Jersey, and he was talking with Dr. Ong, and when he pulled this book out of a briefcase, I go, From Venus I Came? Wow. And then Ruben goes, oh, I want to buy it. It's like, oh, okay. It's like, oh, I didn't even get a chance. So it took a long time until this came around again, and I was able to read this book, From Venus I Came. The last two chapters, I believe the last two chapters, are Omnik coming to this planet. In the physical. And you lived in the astral plane.
Exactly. That was the real difficult part. was really difficult to manifest a physical body and try to adjust to it.
Why do you say it was physical to manifest the body? I thought you could think of things and...
It was difficult.
Oh, do you mean it was difficult once you became a human being in the physical?
Exactly.
Oh, right. You said your arms felt like they were in a space suit or something.
A suit of armor.
A suit of armor that probably didn't fit well.
No, I didn't feel like it was fitting well. Because I lost my freedom to move and to see, my peripheral vision was gone.
And so that happened before you came to this planet in the physical?
Exactly. I had to struggle to move the legs and walk because I didn't have control over the body. It was like a newborn child.
Yeah. And it's almost like you had to learn all over again.
I did. I had to learn because on the astral, we don't necessarily walk everywhere. We more or less think ourselves somewhere. Or we can glide through the air. So to walk was really difficult.
Uh-huh. Well, being here on this planet is... quite different. To get anywhere, you have to either walk or a car or fly.
Yeah. Well, I only had my physical vehicle.
Yeah, you only had your physical. Wow. Well,
my vehicle is my physical body.
And you first went to Tibet when you came to this planet. It sounds like the people there already knew you were coming, and they work with the people in Venus.
Exactly. They have a temple that's located on all the dimensions, not just the physical. And they are a relay station for extraterrestrials.
Oh, do you mean they have different dimension, different elements of the physical? Well... I guess all different vibrations. So in Tibet, they're there in the physical, but are they also there in the other vibrations?
Exactly.
They are.
This temple is the only temple that exists in the physical where that is on multi-levels.
Oh.
For adjusting to the physical, it's a perfect place.
The only temple.
Yeah, in Agam Des.
Agam Vet?
Des. Agam. AGAMDAS. Das. I guess it's Agam Das.
Oh, Agam Das.
Yeah.
I see. Wow. Well, so one could go to that temple in the physical, but they probably can't see the other dimensions there, or the other levels of dimensions.
It depends on your consciousness and awareness.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, in other words, if someone like myself or other people who have a better consciousness of what's going on, would we have a better chance of experiencing a different level of vibration there?
Exactly.
So the people in this temple communicate with the people in Venus?
Yes, they do.
And they do as of today, you're saying?
Of course. It's still the same.
Have you ever been back there, Omnic?
No.
Have you wanted to go back there?
Not really.
Oh, I see.
Many people have done searches and tried to find this place, of course. But... I have no interest. I was there and I experienced what I had to. But I'm not searching for anything. I'm trying to bring information and knowledge to mankind.
Well, you did it in a wonderful form, in a form we know as reading, because you wrote this down. And
by hand. I didn't have a typewriter. I did it by hand.
Well, and probably an eraser also, or were you, I mean, I know other people who have had out of this world experiences, I'll say, have been out mm-hmm. near Saturn, and they came back with an amazing ability to just pick up that pen and just write straight through.
Yeah, I can do that. Because I have a photographic memory.
Oh, wow. Do you still have your manuscript from... this first book that you wrote, From Venus I Came, that you said you were going to call it another title, but that's what you ended up with, which I'm glad you did, because it's real descriptive. You have to have the name Venus, because that is where you came from. And
exactly.
So you went to Tibet, and you never wanted to go back, so you came here with a mission to explain this, and it took a lot of courage to... And I liked how they said in From Venus, don't say you're from Venus. You'll only get in trouble. It'll cause all kind of... It'll upset everything.
So, I know. I've experienced that. I've challenged so many scientists. And I'm trying to explain, of course, I'm not talking about the physical. And they're always arguing in the facts of the physical. And I'm speaking of a different dimension.
Yes. Well, you're speaking.
That's hard to explain because at that time people were not aware of other dimensions.
Well, they're still not aware of other dimensions.
Oh, no, not really.
I mean, they hear about it, but they don't have any experience, and you can't blame them because they are only in the physical. And
that's exactly why I created my CD, so that people could experience the other dimensions through meditation.
Okay, that you're because I would like to have that on my website to be able. I have a link on my site now that they can literally click on this image,
mm-hmm.
and it goes right to your German publisher, and.
Right.
I hope some people will do that. I'm sure they will, because this is the way to hear this, because you can hear it in your own words when you wrote these words. So I wanted to ask you, you wrote these words in the 60s.
Yeah, I started writing them after I met Stanley, my first husband.
I liked how that happened. That was a really cute story.
Yeah, and eventually... We were encouraged by Paul Twitchell. And then I really got people to help me. People started typing the manuscript from what I had written or what I had to say. And the book came together very slowly. And then one gentleman called Reiner Lütke, he was an ekist. He was like 17. He was young. And he spent all his time recording me and typing and putting the whole manuscript together.
Oh.
So he did the real work.
And does he still have those recordings?
I have no idea. I have lost touch with him.
Well, maybe Angie can find him because of the internet.
I have never had any personal contact with him either. It was far, far earlier, much earlier, before I showed up.
He was living in Texas, the last that I heard.
I never heard of him. He never got in touch with us. And you know that the website I set up for Omnic has been online for a couple of years. And people who are interested basically contact us most of the time. And he never. I never heard of him, no.
Well, he may contact you someday. I hope he does. But you have, do you still have your handwritten manuscript?
I'm not really sure of that. I had moved so many times and I have so much stuff in storage.
I see. Well,
boxes. I mean, even for my tour in Germany, they're all in boxes in my basement where I'm staying at.
In your basement in Missouri?
Missouri. Yeah. So I'm not sure what's in there. I'd have to go through every box.
I see. Well, it would be amazing to have one of those sheets of paper with your handwriting on it, writing this, from Venus I came.
Yeah.
The internet is nice because it's a nice way of showing people your handwriting and how this all came about. But I'm so glad you did put it in writing. And I saw that video of you on with Jerry Springer.
Which, and my children.
and your three of your four children, which I was really glad to see.
Exactly.
And I liked what your one daughter said. I mean, when Jerry said to her, well, she only had a brief moment to say something about you, and she had to put all of her life in just a sentence. What is it about your mother that you think that makes you think she's from Venus? And she said something like, well, we were out on a boat, and this butterfly, this huge butterfly, monarch butterfly, would just landed on my mother's shoulder, and it was there for hours. Every once in a while, it would fly up in the air and come back down. And she has this amazing ability to bring animals to her. Can you still do that, Omnic?
I don't know, but I love them.
Oh, well.
I used to talk to them, and of course I could go out and I could pet butterflies. I always did that. Petting butterflies was my...
Well,
all my children went to school and thought all children could pet butterflies.
I see.
And then, well, of course, they learned they couldn't.
Yeah, and they started learning a little bit more about their mother.
Exactly. Well, we were on a boat race in Lake Michigan when this butterfly was flying into the sails, and I was afraid that it would be damaged and injured. And so, you know, I was telling it, you know, be careful. And then it come and sat on my shoulder till we went to shore.
Oh, beautiful. Well, you have things about you that are not found on here on Earth. After I read that about a butterfly, I forget where a butterfly landed on me, landed on my stomach and stayed there. I said, Marcy, look at this butterfly on me. And, oh, yeah. I said, isn't that kind of strange, Marcy? And so I wanted to say that I have Omnic's book from the Venusian Trilogy, and I was reading it, and very early on, Marcy, my wife, said to me, oh, could you read that to me? And we were able to hear your words together. And that way, since we were sharing them together, I could always stop any time and say, wow, wasn't that amazing? Because, Omnic, you would put an entire story you could put into one sentence and just blow us away. Or sometimes it would be two words. You would say these two words, and I stop and I go, my gosh, look at that. Look at the meaning of that and how everything just changed. So
I was given a gift by one of the masters before I left Venus. And he said, because you're going to have a hard time on Earth, I'm going to give you a gift. And of course, I'm thinking as a child, you know, something I can hold, like a crystal or something. And he said, I'm going to give you the gift to be able to express yourself. And people will be able to understand and connect to you through your words. And I thought, that is my gift. You know, I wasn't impressed.
Well,
but obviously, it came in handy.
Yes.
I mean, now I'm appreciative of it, you know.
I'm impressed. And I'm impressed because I realize that people can't do this very well, write very well. And what you're saying, just so let me just say about our friend Linda that comes here quite a bit on a Friday night. And like many people, they just roll their eyes if you say anything about Venus, because we've been taught, oh, Venus is this and Venus is that. There's just, so Marcy wasn't home, and she knows about you, and so I picked up your book, and I think I read Wendell Stevens' introduction, and then I just started reading, and the way you wrote is so beautiful and so fantastic that it kept her attention. And that's what I want to say, that here's someone who was not in tune with the subject matter, rebelled against the subject matter. However, every word that you wrote kept her attention. And I got to page 15 before Marcy walked in the door.
Wow.
And I was surprised. Yeah, there, you say wow. I was surprised that she didn't just, okay, well, that's enough. No, kept her attention. So anyone can read this book. This book will hold your attention and enlighten you in a way no other book on earth will enlighten you. Well, maybe the Urantia book. Are you aware of the Urantia book?
No.
All right. Well, that's 2,100 pages, and it was written by celestials out near Saturn.
Really?
That's on the web, and it's you can probably read it in German or English. I know it's in English on the web, but yes, I'll help you find it. The way you wrote this book is extremely important to the reader. It's not just something that no one could make this up. And if someone thinks, oh, you know, like my friend Linda, who thinks, but we got to page 15 and I could read further because of the way it's written. So this place in Tibet, you were there for a year. Is that right, Amnik?
Yeah, exactly.
You were there for a year, and then you were brought by us. How did you get from Tibet to Nevada?
We had a small craft that landed near the monastery. And this craft flew from there to Nevada.
I see.
It only takes an hour or so.
Well, they had to go slow.
Well, they can change their vibration.
Oh, yes.
And become invisible to the physical eyes.
Well, that's why cameras can see them.
Vibrating at a different level.
Yes.
And, of course, they can reach speeds that unknown to man, like you call warp speed, you know, on Star Trek.
Yes, that's right. It's I mean, Tesla said the speed of light is not the end result or the end.
I know.
It's not as fast as you can go.
People think it's the limit, and I said no, it's not.
So let me say that Anja wrote to me about well, she wrote a few lines that I put on my site that you said about Tesla. And then I found here, I know where this one part about Tesla is. It's in the process, it's the mental process. Page 466. It's just three lines. Nikola Tesla went beyond the accepted concepts of energy and found new sources of energy not to be discovered or understood by most scientists of today. And there's an earlier section you wrote about Tesla, and before we started recording, I was saying that what blew me away about learning about Omnic Onik was the fact that she knew about Tesla, was writing about Tesla in her manuscript before I even heard his name. And I was well in tune with electric inventors and...
Yeah, but there was a monopolization of the electric power. Was monopolized by Edison and Mr. Westinghouse.
Yes, he had direct power in New York City, and it wasn't until Tesla did the World's Fair in Chicago in 1893,
right?
And Tesla won that contract because the price was so much less, and after that, Tesla just took off.
But the powers that control, you know, like the money and the power and the control over our societies determined that they were going to use Edison's because of Westinghouse and his billions of dollars and his ability to control with money. And so Tesla, they made sure that he was out of the picture. And including... They stole some of his inventions.
Yeah.
And used them themselves.
Yeah, for malicious purposes.
Exactly. I see a cat in the back. You got a white cat?
Oh, yes, I do. I have, we have several cats. That cat was downstairs forever and then would come up in the middle of the night and then, now she's up here all the time, or he's up here all the time.
Oh, he wants to see the Venusian.
Yes, well, that's good. could you tell me something about Tesla that I probably don't know?
Absolutely, I don't think so, because I only know of him from my people before I came to Earth. And I made sure that I found out all I could about him so that I could present it in my book. And I knew he was a Venusian, but the particulars of how he came to Earth, I'm not sure. If he was a walk-in, or if he was born here, or brought here, I don't know. I'm absolutely not sure of that.
Yeah, well,
he was a remarkable man.
Yes, absolutely. A little while ago, we were having a thunderstorm, and I was thinking, wow, am I going to be talking to Omnic during a thunderstorm? Because that's when Tesla arrived. He arrived during a thunderstorm.
I know that he was really fascinated by electrical storms, and lightning, and so on.
Yes, well, that's... we were all in donkey carts then.
Exactly.
We didn't have automobiles. And when he was presenting his electricity at the World's Fair in Chicago in 1893, there was an entire exhibition of horse-drawn carriages. There was no exhibition of cars. Cars were not there. And Tesla...
And he invented a stake you could drive into the ground and get electricity.
Well, that's what I'd like to find. And I'm on the trail, I'll say.
Yeah, he can hammer into the earth with this particular metal of some sort and could actually draw electricity from the earth itself.
Yes, well...
Because energy flows around and through the earth.
Yes, well... If the earth is hollow. I'm sorry, say that again, Omnic?
The earth is hollow.
Yes.
And every planet is hollow, and so the energy flows through and around the planet, and this forms the magnetic field. And so Tesla knew that by tapping into the earth, he could tap into this magnetic field that naturally flows through and around the earth.
Well, this is a gift of Tesla's that has been held from us and kept from us. exactly. We can all have wires and then a meter on our house.
And money.
And pay for that electricity. And they think that's what makes the world go round, but Tesla.
It's dangerous, too, because you can get electrocuted.
Well, yes, that's Tesla's electricity was a little different.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately for us, huh?
Yes. Now, you heard about Tesla when you were still in the physical in Venus?
No, he was part of our history about Earth.
Oh.
Because he was a Venusian, and of course there was a lot of interest in what he had brought to Earth and tried to do here.
Yes,
because many Venusians are working on inventions and sources of power for the Earth to utilize. And they bring it and they try to make it available through their connections on Earth to different scientists and so on.
Yeah, I understand Tesla's student Arthur Matthews was for 10 years a craft from Venus was coming to his backyard and continued Tesla's work.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Yeah, well,
We've tried our best with our powers and with our abilities to encourage and get this free energy for people. But it's not the right time, because right now the negative forces and the controlling forces of Earth are falling. Yes. They're losing their hold, and so they're fighting with their last energy.
Yeah, and they're giving it all they can.
Exactly. And so we have to wait for the transformation. And when it's complete, then the Earth will be ready for all this new technology. Because the old technology will no longer work.
Great. I hope we can see it in our lifetime. Now,
I hope so, too.
In your book, there's I usually mark up books, but I didn't want to mark up this book, and maybe I'll get another copy and mark that book up, because I want to know where things are. But in here somewhere, you said that you still communicate with people from Venus, or you have and you can.
I do. They keep in touch with me. It's natural. It's for my support. At one time, every 5 years, I would go aboard a craft and have a balancing. They would balance out my system and make sure it was purified and free of diseases and everything. And then it was told that the spiritual master said that if I have to live on Earth in order to see how the Earth affects me, that they have to just continue their support in this physical way of giving me treatments so that I can start to age and start to feel the effects of the physical realm on a Venusian body. And so they discontinued it maybe 5 or 6 years before I had my stroke.
I imagine they're aware that you had a stroke?
Yes, of course.
And have they communicated with you saying they could help you with this?
No. It's something I chose. Karmically. I chose to experience this.
I see.
And so, even though it's hard for people to conceive or understand, every experience is valuable to the soul, for the soul. And that is something the soul must experience, everything in the physical it can, and this is my last physical incarnation.
Well, you could have had an easier time on this planet than you had. Your book, Angels Don't Cry, that just was one difficult time into another, it seemed. And is that because of your karma that you...
It's because that it's my last lifetime. And I have to balance out all the karmic debts for every lifetime I spent on Earth before as a human.
I see.
It's very heavy, but the soul doesn't have emotions and sees every experience, no matter how dark or ugly or cruel, it's a valuable experience.
Yeah, well, it is a beautiful planet here. I wish the dark forces wouldn't be trying to make it horrible for people.
And that's why the transformation is going on at this moment.
Yes.
It is going to be complete, and we are going to serve a different purpose. The Earth will be intact, but human beings will be higher of awareness. And the civilizations that control now, the politicians and all that, will no longer exist.
Wow, that would be...
That's about the transformation. I write about that a lot in my... because I taught it for years. It was part of my reason for coming to Earth, was to help with the transformation of the Earth.
Well, people need to hear this. And there's just a few... Thank goodness for the Internet.
Yeah, really.
The Internet has...
Anya has made it available for people on the Internet.
I'm sorry, say that again?
There's a lecture. Omnic gave this information. It's called... The title is The Unknown History of Our Solar System and the Spiritual Transformation of the Earth. And Omnic held this lecture for about 10 to 15 years. I don't know, when did it start? In 1999 or 2000,
yeah,
approximately. Beforehand, Omnic only, so to say, shared her life story and gave spiritual information. And then she received this information clearly in a soul journey about the transformation of the Earth. And since that time, she gave these lectures and workshops specifically about the transformation of the Earth. And there's not many recordings of these lectures, but one is available on YouTube. It has the title that I just mentioned, and it was recorded in Berlin in 2003. I'm sitting next to Omnic, and I'm doing the German translation. And there's another recording. There was one person who let Omnic speak the whole story and the whole thing, including part of the workshop, into the camera directly, and this is available as a DVD. It was published through the same publisher who just published the books from Omnic recently, 2 years ago. It has the same title, basically. And this is a double DVD in German and in English and in German. You don't have to listen to both, like in the lecture from Berlin in 2003. This is a very important information.
It's also available in print form.
It's also the short version of it. It's also available on her website as a download. There's a menu point. It's called Free Infos. And under this Free Infos, you can find many free information like articles and so on, and also unpublished text like the short version of The Unknown History and The Transformation of the Earth.
And could you give out your website so people could find that?
Well, it's www.omnic/onic.com. Actually, you can also leave out the slash because we have both domains. omniconic.com.
All right. Well, I'll have a link from the page I create for this audio. And so this the DVD, that double DVD, that would be nice to I'll put a link on there when I get this put together, so people could find that DVD.
Your address, Curtis, and we can send you a copy of it.
All right, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
I want to get this information out to people. And if you can help with that, that'd be wonderful.
Well, yes, I can help with this. I've got goosebumps all over me again. Anyway, the YouTube that you did from Berlin.
It was in Berlin, yes.
I have that on my website, and I've taken like 4 shots of it and put them together. And then I have the whole version with the two of you, and then I also have just the English version.
Oh, right, yes, Fred told us, right, you're right. We haven't listened to it yet, but I have to include this version from you on Omnic's website for all the people who don't, who are not interested in the German translation.
I found out with this recording that Omnic can say something in English, and it takes a lot more German to say the same thing. And I want to say that I haven't seen the Venusian trilogy in German, but I understand that, Anja, you translated this entire book into German?
No. The From Venus I Came was originally published, as you know, through Wendell Stevens, and then the next step in Omnic's public history was that it was translated into German from her first German publisher, which was the Omega Verlag in Düsseldorf. They translated the From Venus I Came and published it in 1994, I think. This is when Omnic's public work in Germany started. Since then, she was almost only working and giving lectures and workshops in Germany. And then the Angels Don't Cry and the other book, My Message, was titled Spiritual Handbook of Spiritual Venusian Spirituality. All these three books had recently been published beforehand separately through the first German publisher, and they translated them. What I did together with Omnic's new publisher was to revise them to edit them, to put them together as a trilogy, to add some information like the last chapter, for example, and so on. I did basically also the layout and the cover design and all that.
Well, I know what it's like to put a book together. I've gone through the process and published myself, so it's a huge undertaking. And then after you're all done, you have to go over it over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And people don't know how much time it takes.
We have already published the English. The trilogy is already published as ebooks as well. I don't know if you know this. On Amazon, you can download it for Kindle, all the three parts separately, actually. And we are now working on the German parts. Yes.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I was aware of it, but I'm glad you told the listeners they can also do that.
Okay. Yeah, some like reading ebooks and... So.
I know, but there's nothing. This is a beautiful book. The binding is magnificent, and the paper is gorgeous. It's a very nice quality paper. Really opaque paper.
No. The English version doesn't have the CD.
Oh, okay.
Only the German. The Soul Journey CD is included in the German version of the book. In German, we have the book in two kinds. We have a hardcover, including the Soul Journey CD, and a smart cover. And for the English market, until now, there's only a smart cover version published without the CD. So the CD should be ordered separately if people are interested in the Soul Journey meditation.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Rather than the ebook, it's just so nice to have this book in your hand.
Of course.
It doesn't take batteries. You can read it anywhere you want. And anybody who hears any of this, they will want to read this entire Omnic's entire words in her own words. And I'm so glad that you made this recording.
When the computers don't work anymore, you're going to have to revert to the books, the paper books.
Yes. Well, that's... I'm just so glad I have this copy. And it's wonderful. And And I can, but the fact that I can pick it up and read it to someone who's really not prepared to hear this subject, it catches their attention and holds their attention. It's
I'm very happy to hear that.
Oh, good. Well, I loved it. It was, and Marcy, yeah, I can, it's just a subject that people don't talk about, Venus. Here, let me just reach over here for a second. I wanted to unplug that air conditioner before we started, and I forgot. I got so excited, but maybe that's a little bit quieter.
Mm-hmm. We don't notice.
No.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, Omnic, getting back to Tesla again, because that's, when I realized he was from Venus and started putting all these different pieces together, and you're one of the pieces of this Venusian puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you said that you are still communicating with people from Venus?
Well, my uncle Odin, particularly.
Oh, good.
He entered the physical realm with me.
Yeah.
And he still works in his scientific laboratory aboard a mothership. And he's outside the Earth's atmosphere all the time.
Are you saying that he's close to the Earth?
Yes. And he's working on the transformation in his laboratory. He sends certain energies to the Earth from his ship to support the transformation.
Oh, good.
And many of the beings from the other planets are doing the same with their spaceships. And then we have the spiritual masters on the other dimensions. They're all sending energy to support the transformation and protect the Earth so that it's not destroyed.
Oh, well, that's terrific news. Now, are you saying that they're protecting the Earth even against the people who are the dark forces trying to make it impossible to live here?
Exactly. The dark forces will fall.
And we always want to know timetables. Is this going to happen within our lifetime or the next 1,000 years?
It depends on how many people participate in the transformation process. With their thoughts and their prayers, their energy, their meditation, whatever. The more people that participate, the faster it goes.
Could you help guide some of the listeners to participate?
Well, I have a Operation Peace program. It started in 1999 or so. We got together as a group and chose the day during the week when it wouldn't interfere with other religious holidays. And we chose Wednesday, the middle of the week. And people are to spend approximately, at the least, 10 minutes doing a meditation, a prayer, or sending energy to heal and support the Earth. You get together as groups or do it by yourself, and you choose the time. And everybody, because it's all over the Earth, different time periods, everybody can decide what time they want to do it. And it creates a 24-hour process of non-ending meditation on Wednesdays.
Oh.
And so it creates a united spiritual force, all focused on the same thing at the same time.
Oh,
and
it's
on the internet.
It's under projects on Omnic's website. You can see the menu projects, And there are these projects mentioned like and described in detail, like the Operation Peace Program, as well as the Oasis Project, and two more book projects, actually. But basically, the Oasis Project is also part of the transformation process. You can explain this?
No.
No?
It's like, I think
okay.
I'm getting a little bit tired.
Okay, well, we will...
We have to come to a little... slowly to an end. Omnic needs a break.
Yeah, yes. Operation Peace is very important. I used to... We had T-shirts and bumper stickers and things that said, ask me about Operation Peace. And then you'd have to tell somebody when I ask.
Oh, thank you. Well, Omnic, if you're getting a little worn out, we could maybe talk again sometime, but possibly, is it possible that you could ask your Uncle Odin some other information about Tesla that you could share with us?
Well, I can certainly ask, but I'm not sure that I'll get any information.
Thank you very much for asking.
But Uncle Odin is... specifically interested only myself and in his scientific work.
Well,
but he may help. I don't know. I'll have to see.
Well, I'm interested in Tesla's scientific work and tracking down what was kept from us and getting this simple little idea he had about getting electricity out of the earth without a power station. Putting a spike in the earth and communicating through the earth, and but we're on that trail, and I want to thank you for doing this recording, and this is magnificent, and I'll be listening to this several times, and Omnic, it's just amazing to see you. We have a little video going on right now, and I snapped your photograph here off. Snap another photograph and put this on the site. Thank you. And Angie, thank you very much for pulling this together.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
And thank you for getting high speed. We talked about, I'm going to get high speed in August. And I know how exciting it is to get high speed because it makes the connection so much better.
Exactly.
And thank you.
May the universal love and blessings be.
Well, thank you. We will close with that and hopefully talk with you again sometime. And we'd like to talk with Angie again sometime. And
of course. I look forward. That'd be wonderful.
All right. I'll close for now and stay on the line. Let me just turn off the recorder and we'll say goodbye. So goodbye, Omnic and Anja. Thank you.
Goodbye, Curtis.
Bye.